Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we've talked about technology. I mean, certainly before the pandemic.
Yep.
But we're talking about technology connecting us together through this pandemic like we have never talked before, and people are becoming more comfortable with it. Okay? No doubt that we would like to have a hybrid model where we can actually interact with people personally, but technology is playing a bigger and bigger role.
Here's what I think's happened over the pandemic. Prior to the pandemic, there was technology out there that would allow us to communicate with people.
Right.
Now we're experiencing something different through this pandemic. So we want to have connection with people.
Oh, that's a good distinction.
Okay. And this connection is really needed in times like this. And we know in this demographic of people over the age, especially over the age of 65,
yep,
require a lot more connection because social isolation, the pandemic, all these other issues that come on, we need connection. And I'm happy to say that we've got a Calgary company who's figured this out.
Yep, absolutely. We've got a great guest today, Savannah Radley, entrepreneur, founder of Radley Robots. Savannah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been really looking forward to this.
Well, as are we. Just so you know, a bit of context, I have a mother that's in a long-term care facility, and social isolation was a problem. It was more of a problem, however, when she lived in her own home. And I think this pandemic is probably going to change people's perception going forward about long-term care facilities versus I want to age in home as long as possible, which means I think this potential problem could get bigger and bigger in the future.
And let's flip it on my side of the story. My father, 76 years of age, widower, living at home by himself, on the other side of town from me. So it's not like we can just walk down the street and see him. And there is a growing concern as he ages over the next 20 years of him being more and more isolated because it just happens when people's lives get busy and so forth. So I'm not looking for communication. That's why I kind of said this.
Yeah.
Both of us would like to have not only communication, but connection with our parents.
Right.
And this is not, we're not anomalies in the situation. There's a lot of people like that. So I really want to learn more about what does Radley Robotics basically do, and how does that connection really come into play?
Certainly. Well, I would say that actually both of your stories are very familiar to us as we've, you know, had conversations with potential customers over the last probably about 2 years. I started on this journey, it would have been about March of 2019. And what we do is, so we're starting focused within facilities. So we do have a pilot running right now with Silvera for Seniors who are here in Calgary. They have about 25 facilities in town, and we have robots in one, soon to be two of them, as we are. And what we're doing primarily is facilitating video calls. Now, it sounds really simple, and you think to yourself, gosh, doesn't everybody know how to use Zoom? Doesn't everyone know how to use an iPad? However, we found, first of all, lots of people don't. Lots of people actually don't. They're not that comfortable with iPads. Oftentimes, even my own mother, you know, she might sort of accidentally swipe left or right, and then she loses the screen. And then she's like, oh gosh, what am I going to do next? This happens. It happens a lot with both people who are within facilities and people who are at home attempting to connect. But the interesting thing that we found was when we started working with the population within Silvera, one of the key things they said was, well, I would say, you know, what do you think about calling, you know, your son? And they would say, well, they're ever so busy. They're too busy to talk to me. I don't know when to call them. And so part of what we do is we work with the people on the outside, the people on the inside to find the right time when people have time to connect and have a good conversation. And then we'll, once we've set up the time, we drive the robot to the resident, and the resident doesn't have to do anything. They don't have to learn how to navigate new technology. They don't have to manipulate an iPad. We position the robot in a place that's good for them. And then the person on the outside simply clicks a link to come in and have the conversation with them. They have their conversation, it's finished, and then we drive the robot back to the docking station. It sounds like a really simple use case, but it's really interesting how we've, you know, discovered challenges as we work through it. But overall, I think it's been going pretty well.
Savannah, I'd like to know your experience in how seniors in particular are responding to a robot. What's their comfort level?
Great question. You know, We had an introductory meeting during the first week that we were there, and these are people. So Silvera actually had suggested to people that they could use iPads. They got some donated iPads and they tried to distribute them. And about half of the people in the facility picked them up and started working with them. And about half didn't really, they weren't interested for a range of reasons. When we had robots in, the people actually who were interested in iPads, they also said, "Yes, absolutely, I want to try it." And I said, "Okay, isn't that interesting that early adopters, we have early adopters in every age category. If you're somebody who likes to try new
You bet.
things, then you're going to go try a new thing. It doesn't matter if you're 90, you're totally up for it." Whereas then there are other people, certainly, who have said, "Get that thing away from me. I don't want it anywhere near me." But what has helped is that I've been there a lot as sort of acting as the ambassador. People do achieve, so first of all, they achieve a certain comfort level when things are in place for longer. So once it's there, they kind of get used to it rolling around. They're like, "Oh, okay, yeah, that's the robot." And especially if I or a member of my team is there, so saying, "Hey, here's an actual person on the robot. It's not an automatic something. It's not a Terminator robot. It's not going to come and get you." And then people are like, "Oh," I say, "Look, there's Dave." And they're like, "Oh, hi, Dave." And they realize that there's a real person back there, and that really helps
Right.
with the comfort factor.
So, what are the early results here that you're seeing? Any stories you can share with us about how this has made an impact or a difference with anybody?
I would say so. We do have one early adopter who has been tremendously enthusiastic, and basically gave us a list of kind of 8 or 9 members of her family. And we booked calls kind of every couple of days. She was somebody who hadn't particularly wanted to go into a facility. She had been forced to because she was living alone. Her partner was in long-term care, so she was, and the family was being called on to do more and more in terms of support, which is, I think, the situation again that we will all be in. And so eventually they had said, "Okay, you got to go," which she did. But I think it's she's been. I find it really funny that when we take the robot in to her, she's like, "Oh, I just want to keep him. I just want to keep him all the time," because she really likes.
That's what I was going to ask, Savannah. I was going to ask that question is, do you start to see going in the future with your company, your business, that you're going to be putting robots in every home? I'm thinking of the iRobot vacuum cleaner. Like everybody pretty much that I know now in my friend circle has one because who the heck wants to vacuum the house now? That you can have this own robot, your family members can have this robot, and then all of a sudden you can communicate whenever you want, however you want. And it's like you're there, but you're physically there versus an iPad, which you actually have to connect to and not have that feeling of that there's
It
a
is.
being there.
I'll tell you what's really interesting about these are telepresence robots. That's really their kind of official name is telepresence robots. And this whole idea of being an avatar, it's kind of the closest you're going to get to teleporting for the in the near future, because it allows you to go beyond the screen. Now you don't have to hold up the iPad to show me your like what your new living room layout is. I can actually drive around and see it myself. You can just show me. You can say, "Hey, let's go look at the view out of my new home window. It's awesome." And then I can go and agree with you. It's a really interesting experience, and we are actually planning a bit of a showcase for potential clients and investors so that people can understand how being in another place with agency really helps. And I'll just go back to
Savannah,
yeah, please.
sorry, I was just thinking from my situation, my father's alone in his house, it would be neat as he ages and I get more and more concerned about his health. Biggest risk that we know when you're living alone or as you're aging is a fall. And if he falls and I don't talk to him for a day and a half or 2 days, I wouldn't know. But this robot, if possible, if the technology's available, where I could hit an emergency button, it turns on, I can see what's going on in the house, that would be cool.
Yeah, your dad might not like you spying
Well, I
on him,
won't
but
press emergency. He would. He would actually press emergency on me. What are you doing? What are you eating? Put that away.
He'd do it on
Put
you.
down
That's
that's
right.
that's
That's
bad
right.
for you, Faisal. Yeah, so I can see that happening, but
You bring up some really interesting points, right? So this whole idea. So first of all, everyone hates drop-in video calls. Let me just be clear. No one, nobody likes them, which is one of the reasons why we have a scheduling element to things, because, just all of a sudden the screen pops up being like, what am I doing? Have I gotten dressed yet today? Maybe not, right? So you gotta watch it. Plus, there is a whole issue around ethics and who makes the decisions, right? As your people get older, you don't have power of attorney over them yet, so you can't demand it. You can't kind of mandate it. So there's certainly a lot of kind of careful areas that we're trying to navigate. But in terms of an appliance, I see these totally as home health appliances that will become more and more common. I think seeing them in facilities will help people accept and help people understand is a real technology, it's here, it works, and it will become more affordable and accessible. I mean, what we're doing is renting and providing a service so that people don't have to buy the asset, because the assets can be expensive. So this way people can try it out and not pay thousands of dollars for a thing.
Savannah, thank you. We're going to have to leave it there. We've run out of time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was really fun talking to you guys.
It was a real pleasure. We've been joined by Savannah Radley, entrepreneur and also the founder of Radley Robots. All right, we got to figure out how to make all this stuff fit into a lifestyle going forward.
This is a lifestyle. This is also now put this one technology. It's not an expense in your income side. It's a healthcare expense. It is a healthcare asset that you will have to acquire over time. Technology is the way. How do you pay for all these things through your retirement? We're going to walk you through how to bulletproof all those issues at our upcoming webinar on Tuesday, April 20th, 7 p.m., live online. Now you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
We're going to go right into the ICU after the break to find out what's happening in Calgary with the third wave. Join us after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.